Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. James Bostic here, Conservative's Perspective on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Also, throughout the week at various tremendous, huge amount of places. I mean, we're all over. No, actually, I'm just kidding. But we are on in a couple of different places. First, we have a recorded show that we put out once a week for the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Also, do that same program for the Internet Conservative Radio Network, WSTR, Digital Broadcasting. And Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. are live through the studios of Patriot Nation Radio Network. And hopefully, it looks like things could conceivably be working to where we're doing a simulcast with the good folks at New South Coast. It looks like we might be, looks like something's going on somewhere. I'm hoping that that's the case. So at any rate, it is good to be with you. There have been a lot of hopes here lately that been bashed. We had hoped to do this show with a simulcast last week, and it didn't work out. I think we're close to it here. And so we should be working on a simulcast with the Good News Without Filters. So what will happen is that the Tuesday show and the Thursday show, of course, will both be live. And on Thursdays, you get double your money. You get twice as much bang for the buck. Because not only do you get a conservative, you also get our man Mark Hoffman, Patriot Nation Radio Live, which is the show that does on Thursday, right back, back-to-back with HP. Wow. All that talking makes a man thirsty. Gonna have to have a drink. As we know, there are a lot of things. And if you hear this in the background, you hear that? Let me tell you what that is. That is a Yeti. You know what I'm talking about? The coolers, the keep stuff really cold for a really long time, people. That's a Yeti tumbler that one of my kids, my daytime gig, is that I work in a school department at the high school that I graduated from. So I kind of got the whole welcome back Cotter thing loose. And collar drop. Oh, no, it didn't drop. God, they're still there. Maybe that's it. We could be okay. I don't know. Anyhow, here's what's happening. For Christmas, I got this Yeti tumbler, and I don't know, you know, I live I live a sheltered life. I'm not very sophisticated. And one of my boys, whose mom and dad are really generous, gave all the adults, the teachers, and the aides in our classroom the Yeti tumblers. And everybody's getting in on the act now. Everybody's getting in on the act with this thing. They're all over the place. You can buy them at convenience stores. You can see them everywhere. They're awesome. I don't know how the ovens work, but this particular one, this Yeti that I have here, and you go to bed, you got ice when you wake up in the morning. I've never tried it with hot drinks, but they say it keeps hot drinks just as hot, almost as long, and cold drinks. And they make coolers and tumblers and all kinds of stuff, and they're really awesome. And if you got $25 that you would rather do something with and throw it out in the street meaninglessly. We can get you a yay, man. Getting a little feedback here and there. I'm not exactly sure what's causing it. It's kind of like a delay. So I'm going to do without any external audio with this. Got one of the most muted ends out there. Let's try it now. Ha-ha. Okay. I think we got that solved. At any rate, what's happening, of course, we have this concert last night in Manchester, England, this Ariana Huffington thing. No, this Ariana Grande, I think is her name. Anyway, some kid star. And the problem with it is that there was a Muslim suicide bomber there slaughtering children, probably some moms and dads here and there. And 22 at least, or at least the last time I checked, there were 22 fatalities, dozens upon dozens injured. Same thing, you know, they Muslim suicide bomber. But we can't say it's a Muslim suicide bomber because we don't know 100% sure that it was a suicide bomber. It's like Ivory Soap, man. I mean, even if it's 99.44% Muslim fanatic goober, we can't say it. Or that they're self-radicalized, or they want to bring up crusades, or they want to bring up these Christian atrocities from 1,000 years ago. Listen, people... Those guys that bring up Christian atrocities, oh, yeah, well, what about the Crusades? Oh, yeah, well, what about this? What about that time? What about Westboro? Well, okay. What about Westboro? Westboro are idiots. No doubt about it. Blithering idiots. They are not, however, murderers. Adhere to any scripture that calls for the death of those who disbelieve. That's simple. They preach their hate and they spew their silliness of homosexuality and all these things, and they boycott, you know, they show up at the funerals of veterans doing this stuff, and it's sickening. They haven't raped any children that we're aware of. They don't, you know, it's wrong. It would be just as wrong if it were a Buddhist. It would be just as wrong as if it were a Catholic. Do it in the name of the Virgin Mary. It would be just as wrong if it were a Sikh. It would be just as wrong if it were anybody. It doesn't matter if it's a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim. If they're putting on suicide vest and their intent is to go amongst people that they consider infidels or disbelievers, and that they're just now the only people doing these things nowadays, and we have to go to the Irish Republican Army to look at the bombings, but the only people that are doing stuff like this these days are Muslims. I don't know what you say about it. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what examples you hold up for me. It's a load of horse dung. Muslims are doing this. And you know why they're doing this? Well, because they've been in their call since the time of Muhammad. That's why. This has been their call since the time of Muhammad. It's horrifying. I've seen the video footage, and it's like all the other video footage we've seen of what these sick bastards, what these guys do, what these SOBs do. And I'm sorry if I seem a little bit distracted. I'm working with my producer. We're still trying to get the angles all straightened out on this simulcast thing with News Without Filters. And I think we've had, yes, mute NWF in PNR. Okay, well, NWF is muted in PNR. And I'm over here and I'm looking, and we are live on, okay, News Without Filters. So apparently everything's looking pretty good. Seems to be working right now. Dallas, I'm hoping you can hear me. You've probably met Lisa. She's our producer. She's awesome. She can get things done, and we love her very much. You too. Got this happening. We've got the President of the United States going overseas, and big difference in the reception between President Barack Hussein Obama Jr., the third limited, trademark registered, and Donald Trump. Big difference. I wonder if the time comes for President Trump to go to China, and he will. I wonder if he'll force one. Somehow, I can't see that happening. I just can't. And another thing we need to talk about, too, let me put it to you this way. And we've said this for years about Barack Obama. He's a narcissist. I've gone through the clinical stuff, which we can probably do again at some. I'll have to dig all that up. But there's no question about the guy's self-assistant narcissistic tendencies. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if he is or not. I'm asking you. To me, he would appear to have many of those hallmarks. And there's a guy I came across, it was either yesterday or today, on American Thinker that I love for anyone to share with you. It's by a guy named William Gennert, and he's a regular contributor at AT. Man, I have got so many tabs open. Things are going crazy here. I think I'm getting ready to have an epileptic seizure with all the blinking and everything. The question is this. You think Donald Trump is a racist? And here's the answer. Here's what Bill Gensert has to say. I'm sorry, I seem a little bit distracted. Nothing seems to be working. I'm fully expecting that at some point I'm going to hit a button and the house is going to catch on fire. He's a rich guy. A rich guy all his life. He took the money, and everybody talks about this. They gave him $1 million to get started. Well, yeah, he did. And you know, that's obviously true. I got a feeling that if his dad didn't think that little Donnie was worth the investment, then he wouldn't have given him $1 million. And, of course, Donald Trump took that $1 million and he turned it into an empire. Dollars to it. I mean, you can look at it any other way you want, but that's what happened. And so, you know, Anthony was well invested. Donald Trump, as a teenager, grew up carrying scent Karen Cinder Blocks, Karen understanding of the workman's mind because he worked with him. He was successful. And here's what this guy has to say about it. He said, I first began to work with Donald Trump, this man, William Gilbert, and the title of the article is called Forget What You Hear. Our narcissist president is winning. I first became aware of Donald Trump in the late 70s. I wasn't pregnant. In fact, I did it in the Bronx. I've been a man like my life. I'm going to do this or that. They got this. They have that. I took him to be a person who was full of himself. This company was unbearable. And I didn't give him my hope of winning the presidency. But as the elect day neared, friends would ask what I thought of the presidency, you know, what I thought it would look like. Well, first at that point to think about it, I would say that as a businessman, power position, administration. You can't run a successful business without being able to delegate authority to a strong team of employees. And as far as narcissism goes, I'm not really sure, and I'm inclined to agree. You have to have pretty high opinion of yourself to think that you got what it takes to run the country, to be the chief executive. And he seems, sometimes it doesn't seem to have affected anything, but it seems that he has sometimes this almost obsession with shooting himself in the foot. Look at the James Comey deal. He said, slow the rise of the ocean and heal the planet. Barack Obama's narcissism to a new level seeming, I don't think he does, but it seems like he does sometimes. To believe himself as some kind of God. Belief that was fed, if you take a look at the completely worshipful press coverage he received, him the light bearer, the bringer of light. No one would know about Barack Hussein Obama in the 8 years of his administration in Washington. They still call him the bringer of light. Here's the difference. The difference between these two kinds of narcissists is this. Donald Trump, the guy who looks at the most beautiful girl at the party and says, I can get her. Obama would look at the same girl and say, she wants me. Trump would then pursue the girl and Barry would walk away. It was obvious for him, and besides, someone told him there was an error in the next room. In any case, while I didn't hold out much of Trump winning the election, I wasn't exactly terrified of a Trump presidency. Of course, Trump could cure cancer. And the New York Times headline would be, Millions Die Before Donald Trump Acts. Way newspapers were something people used to buy on their way to work in the morning before Barack Obama, when there were jobs. The newspapers don't have any use for Donald Trump, so you're never going to hear a word of credit given to them for anything that he does, no matter how vicious it might be. It will never matter how much he succeeds. To the media, he's never going to be a success. But let's take a look at what he's done since assuming the mantle of the most powerful man in the world. He restarted the Keystone and Dakota Access Pipelines, a surefire signal to the fossil fuel industry that they're no longer the enemy, reversing another of Barack Obama's foolish policies. He's opened the Atlantic and Pacific coasts as well as the fossil fuel exploration. Oh, BP and a million feet down and all that oil, somebody's talking about. Talk about if those problems come up, it's in water shallow enough to where it can be dealt with. It's a good thing. In addition to this, he has been rifle skepticism for global warming religious people. He appointed Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court and has so far allowed the Democrats to burn themselves to the ground. Just as Barack Obama talked up illegal immigration, Trump's talked it down, resulting And you don't hear about it on the news, but believe me, it's happening. An astounding reduction in illegal border crossings. Homeland Security John Kelly said, we've seen a dramatic reduction in illegal migration across the Southwest. In fact, March apprehensions were 30% lower than February apprehensions, which means if they're catching fewer people, it doesn't mean that these people are getting better at coming across the border. It means that fewer people are attempting to try. Barack Obama understands, as a businessman, that onerous regulation stunts business growth. Using his pen, his phone, and the Congressional Review Act, he has cut costly business regulations implemented in the frenetic closing days of Obama here on Earth. He also established a rule whereby for every new federal regulation implemented, two existing regs have to go. The House of Representatives passed legislation place Obamacare. The measure still going to be a lot of gum chewing on that, but at least the process has begun. Reduction of the corporate tax rate from 39.1% to 15%. Number two, year one total expensing of most equipment purchased. A special one-time tax for repatriated money held overseas. Establishment of a territorial tax system eliminated double taxation for American companies. Reduction of the seven current tax brackets to three. And the three would be 10%, 25%, and 35%, as well as doubling the standard deduction. Number six, elimination of the estate tax. Number seven, elimination of the deduction for state and local taxes, the charitable contributions, and mortgage interest. Number eight, repeal of the alternative minimum tax. Number nine, repeal of the 3.8% Obamacare tax. Now, just a word about number three. And number three was a special one-time tax on repatriated monies held overseas. A tax, one-time repatriation of tax money now held overseas by U.S. corporations that are hiding from the 39.1% additional tax they now pay. Bringing that money home is something that conservatives have been talking about for years. Today, companies feel it's better leaving business cash earned and taxed abroad, overseas, out of a sophisticated understanding of corporate profits. Now, some say this figure is as high as $2.5 trillion. And entice business to put that money to productive use here in America would juice the economy and create jobs by empowering businessmen to do the investing, unlike with Barry's stimulus, more of like a rule for unions and friends of Barack list. Democrats believe that the government knows best on how to spend our tax money, certainly better than the businessman, who during the 8 years of enlightened progressive leadership has become synonymous with evil. Thus, Donald Trump domestically. Let's take a look at what's happened internationally. Xi Jinping ordered a cruise missile attack against the Assad regime in Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack that killed women and children. China, led by Xi, considers itself a potential military peer-level competitor with America. And Xi's done a great job of pushing Barack Obama around for both terms of his administration. So, there he is. There's Xi Jinping. Full chocolate, frozen in midair, icing on his chin, staring into space as an aide whispers in his ear, telling him that the United States has just attacked Syria. At this point, that Donald Trump, just a hint of a smile, says, but you know, enough about us. Let's talk about you. How do you feel about our attack on Syria? Oh, another piece of cake? You have to admit, that was probably the best use of 59 cruise missiles in the history of cruise missiles. In one fell swoop, in that one moment, Trump sent a message to Russia, to Iran, to Syria, to China, and North Korea. After finishing that cake, Xi Jinping halted the purchase of North Korean coal, which is North Korea's only source of hard currency, and started to move Chinese to the border between itself down in North Korea, it also showed the world that Barack Obama is history, that there's a new, stronger American president afraid of his military might and support the nation's interests. No more bowing, scraping, no more apologies. A lot of people never thought they would say this about Donald Trump. But brilliant. The recession, carpet and all, that Donald Trump received in Saudi Arabia was nothing more revelatory. It demonstrates, really, how little respect the world had for Barack Obama and how much respect they have for a man of action. Remember the last time that Obama went to China, they made him deplane from the rear of Air Force One. Like the great Yankee Blue Bird pooping out their ineffective leader. $100 billion plus arms deal that Donald Trump signed during his visit with the Saudi historian. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Abdel declared that we expect these investments over the next 10 years or so will provide hundreds of thousands of jobs in both the United States and in Saudi Arabia. They will lead to transfer technology from the U.S. to Saudi. It will enhance our economy and also enhance the American investments in Saudi Arabia, which are already the largest investments of anyone. Can anyone recall Barack Obama ever in his 8 years of being our president creating even one job? When it came down to it, he said, well, it turns out they weren't quite as shovel-ready as we thought they were. And his panel of fat cat bigwigs chuckled at his oh-so-weird remark. Unlikely. When it comes down to its base alloy, that's probably a narcissist, but here's the thing. He's our narcissist. And I will take that any day over somebody like Barack Obama, who was more of a world citizen, who acted as if he was doing us a favor by being our president. Donald Trump knows that it is America who does everybody else in the world favors when they do anything good for them at all, whether it's foreign aid, whether it's military assistance, whether it's humanitarian aid, doesn't matter. And that's going to work okay, I think. Yeah, it looks like we're down to the bottom of the hour. And I think I'm going to play some music. I think we're going to go to a break real quick. And this pull up. What sounds good tonight? You know, I'm doing a band thing, and we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, so I'm thinking. We're going to be, that's what I do. Sometimes. Okay, word. Ba-ba-ba. Computer's a little on the slow side tonight. There's a lot of frustration on this side. Well, hell. ACP can be heard on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network throughout the week, as well as the Internet Conservative Radio Network. It can also be heard twice a week live, that is Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hopefully things are starting to work. I'm feeling more optimistic about this podcast. We have a rough with that. But it looks like it's working, and we're gonna try and continue to do this. Do is just talk through this. Okay, back after this. Good God.
Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistakey. Where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste a layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Those sugar-cured Virginia hams. Basement's full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot corn bread and black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please. Cause it's never out of season. That's what I like about the South. Don't take one. Have two. They're dark brown and chocolate too. Suits me, they must suit you, cause that's what I like about the South. It's away, way down where the cane grows tall, down where they say you all walk on in with that southern drawl, cause that's what I like about the South. Down where they have those pretty queens keep a dreamin', those dreamy dreams, let's sip that absinthe in New Orleans. That's what I like about the South. Old Bob with all the news, got the box back coat and the button shoes, but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about the South. Here come old Roy down the street, who, can't you hear those scuffling feet? He would rather sleep than eat, and that's what I like about the South. Every time I pass your door, you act like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake your head and sigh, and I'll go walking right on by. Gone on and on and on. Honey, when you tell me that you love me, then how come you close your eyes? Did I tell you about the place called Do-I-Diddy? It ain't no town and it ain't no city. It's just awful small, but awful pretty with Do-I-Diddy. Didn't come here to criticize, I'm not here to sympathize, but don't call me those no good lies, cause a lying gal I do despise. You love me like I love you, send me 50 PDQ, roses are red and violets are pink. I'm gonna get old 50, I don't think. She's got backbones and butter beans, ham hocks and turnip greens, you and me in New Orleans, and that's what I like about the South.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield and she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and she wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. We're three tough gals from deep down Texas way. We got no pals, they don't like the way we play. We're a rough, rootin', tootin', shootin' trio, but you'll see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no life to fair. Is what we tell.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol backing mama, lay that pistol down.
Thank you. met all the gentlemen, obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? A toast to Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierrette? Or Jupiter in Juno?
You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rootle-de-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Thank you. man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called a fluid drive. Jack, if you still survive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk, clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, seems you're right back digging that G.I. Jive.
Oh, my heavens, yeah. James Bostic back here with the Conservative's Perspective. And I want to just give a shout out to the really cool people over at News Without Filters, James Van Schaik, Dallas Stedham, their chief engineer. We've been kind of wrestling around with this whole simulcast thing and getting it together. And of course, you know, ACP is tickled to death to be a part of what they're doing at News Without Filters, Raquel, okay. And we've been working on this thing, and it's supposed to be pretty simple. But like so many things that are supposed to be pretty simple, we have problems. But we got them all working. It seems to be as of now, or at least at this point in the program, we're all doing a much smoother running show than we had there. Stumbling blocks. We've never done this before. A lot of people were familiar with how to do it, but we as a team, and that is, of course, you know, Patriot Nation Radio and then NWF, News Without Filters, there, merging together to do this. We're going to come up with a great way to keep this going because we're excited about being here with these guys. They're a great group of people, and I want to encourage you, of course, NWF listeners, welcome to the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We're happy to be sharing our podcast with you guys, and Thursday things ought to be running a little bit smooth. Anytime you do this kind of stuff, there are bound to be hiccups in the very beginning. And so for you NWF people, you News Without Filters people who haven't heard the show, it's basically it's news and commentary, but I really don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care. If you knew my family, you would understand why I say this. I don't care what people think. I'm 55 years old. I've made my place in life. I do this because I love it, because I care about this country. And 5 years ago, when Barack Obama was reelected to his second term, I quit goofing around for a year, thinking about whether or not I should do it, decided that I had something that I wanted to say. And having a background in radio, this was the way I decided to do it. But I don't care anymore. You know, political debate is man, that's just, there are people just mean and they'll say whatever. Look at the death threats that Republicans are getting. Look at how Donald Trump supporters were beaten up. They did violence on people because they were Republicans, because they were conservatives, because they had love for this country and the Constitution and this great system that's always worked if we operate within it. And so I decided to do this and talk about it. But, you know, I look around on the internet basically for stuff that resonates with me and my conservative perspective, you know, the way my take on things. And so we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff. We talk about foreign policy stuff. We talk about domestic policy stuff. We talk about Democrats and how damn crazy they are a lot. And I've been talking about this for a while. And I found this story last week. What do we got? We got about 12 minutes left. I went a little long on the music tonight. Usually we only do about a 5 or 6 minute break with the music. But I was having some trouble with the computer, and tabs were not opening up as quickly as they were. And it's my fault. I didn't purge the system and flush it before I got on. And that's another thing that I'll remember to do next Thursday when we get on this. And Plus, there's like 3 days left till the children will no longer be at school. 3 days. I think Friday is, let's see, what is today? Today's Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. And Friday's really not even a full day. Friday's like they get out 3 hours early. And that's okay. I mean, I'm really good with that. I'm in the middle of a lot of stuff right now. So doing a radio show, and I'm in the process of relocating, and just a lot of things going on, and the school, which is really, it's really, really a good thing this year. But anyway, this is kind of an experimental show, you might say. Anyway, I promise you, you'll get a lot better quality stuff now that we've ironed out all the bugs, myself included, not necessarily the technology, but as far as running the show, I'll get my brain settled back down here in a day or so, and we'll get back to business. What I was going to tell you about, like, this is going to be about the last thing I tell you about, because I've got about 10 minutes left. This is how crazy it is on college campuses. And, you know, we see what's happened at Berkeley University, rioting, and really what is fundamentally a Nazi-era suppression of free speech and debate. Isn't that funny? Look at who they call Nazis, but watch what they do. The Antifa flag, red, black, and white, like the Nazi flag. If you look at it in the folds right, that was what I thought it was. It was a Nazi flag, the red Nazi flag with the black swastika and a white circle in the center. Yeah. Anyway, I got this from, where did I get this? I think it's from Breitbart. Written by Tom Chikai. Yeah, Breitbart. An assistant professor, and I'm not making this up because it's you can't. An assistant professor at California State Polytechnic University argues in a recent academic search paper, and I just kind of shudder every time I say, okay, makes the argument, or argues, in a recent academic research paper that Eastern fox squirrels, you heard me right, Eastern fox squirrels are subjected to a gendered, racialized, and speciesist, yes, form of media bias. The woman's name is Teresa Bidar, an associate professor of liberal studies, naturally, at Cal Poly, argues in this recently published postmodernist research paper that Eastern fox squirrels are on the receiving end of racially charged media bias. Laura Bidart claims that she worked towards this conclusion by analyzing the coverage, news coverage, media coverage, I guess, of Eastern fox squirrels through, quote, feminist, post-humanist, and feminist food studies lenses. No, I'm not making it up. You can't make. Laura Bidart contends that Eastern fox squirrels, which is the most populous species squirrel in North America, are on the receiving end of this kind of bigotry due to several factors, most notably the Western modernist framework by which humans interpret their behaviors and actions. Now, if you thought that crap was weedy, wait till I lay this on you, Jack, because this comes from the paper itself. Given that the shift in tree squirrel demographics is a relatively recent phenomenon, this case presents a unique opportunity to question and re-theorize the ontological given of otherness that manifests in part through a politics whereby animal food choices come to stand in compliance and resistance to the dominant forces in human culture. I therefore juxtapose feminist post-humanist theories and feminist food studies scholarship. Again, no, I'm not making this up. I juxtapose feminist post-humanist theories and feminist food studies scholarship to demonstrate how Eastern fox squirrels are subjected to be gendered, racialized, and speciesist in the thinking in terms of popular news media as a result of their feeding and eating practices, their unique and unfixed spatial arrangements in the greater Los Angeles region, and the Western modernist human frame through which humans interpret these actions. The paper, and I'm not making this up either, which is titled, When Angelino Squirrels Don't Eat Nuts. A feminist, I'm trying to do this with a straight face and you have no idea. A feminist post-humanist politics of consumption across Southern California. It also argues that humans are responsible for, quote, otherizing Eastern fox squirrels. Eastern fox squirrels, Laura Bedard argues, are facing discrimination. For the love of God, no, I swear, I'm not making this up. Eastern fox squirrels are facing discrimination as a result of the human tendency to lump the species in with the Western gray squirrel, a species which is much less tolerant of human beings. Well, good heavens, let's have nothing to do with them. Laura Bedard also evokes the concept of intersectionality, an academic concept popularized by Kimberly Crenshaw, which describes overlapping human identities and their relationship to systems of oppression to analyze the plight of the Eastern fox squirrel in California. Let me tell you something, folks. Now, the question that we've got to present to ourselves here clearly, what I just read to you is crazy. K-R-A-Y-Z-E-E. Crazy. However, having said that, there was someone out there who published this paper. The person that writes this, the person that sits and rubs their chin thoughtfully with their thumb and forefinger and nods their head going, yes. Yes, I see very clearly now. Jeez, wept, people. I mean, that's just, it's just absolutely crazy. It's just, I didn't, and I'm not kidding you. Like I said, the guy's name is Tom Chicola. He's Tom Chicota. He's at Breitbart. I picked this up May 10th, 2017. And let me just say this. Reza Aslan ate people brains, for God's sake. Reza Aslan, people brains. Well, we've got a few minutes left, and I think I'm gonna call a halt to this thing here shortly. I want to take time once again to let everybody know that ACP can be heard during the week on Red Nation Rising Radio Network, either one of their streams, Liberty and the Justice stream. We can also be heard on the Internet Conservative Radio Network, WSTR, Digital Broadcasting, the Patriot Nation Radio Network, which, in association with our good friends at News Without Filters, will be simulcasting the Tuesday and Thursday evening lineup for Patriot Radio. So you can tune us in here at PNR. You can tune in over there at News Without Filters, I promise you. Both sides are going to be promoting the living daylights out of it. We're excited with this expansion of both groups and happy for the opportunity to get to work together, bringing the word. So having said that, I think I'm going to say good night, Irene, and we're going to go. Again, we will be back live here and hopefully there at News Without. Oh, my God, that girl, the British chick, comes on. She's always so prissy. We'll be back next Thursday live at PNR taking a look at things as we do through a conservative perspective. You guys take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you this Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.